This is the State of Things from the American Tobacco Historic District. I'm Frank Stacio. North Carolina House Speaker Tim Moore's ethics are in question again after reports that a high-ranking aide in his office contacted the State Department of Environmental Quality inquiring about storage tanks at a chicken processing plant that he co-owned. Recently discovered emails between former Moore aide Mitch Gillespie and the DEQ have caused concerns that Speaker Moore received preferential treatment. The email exchange came before the sale of the processing plant and led to $22,000 in state aid to help clean up the storage tanks. Speaker Moore said yesterday he had no idea that a member of his legislative staff contacted DEQ about his property. Dan Kane's an investigative reporter with the News and Observer and has been following the story. Dan, welcome back. Good to have you.
Well, thanks for having me, Frank.
Now, people have been following this story, thought maybe it was over because there had been some investigation into whether or not some contact had been made. It seemed to be over, and then these emails surfaced. Tell us about the emails.
Yeah, that's right. A watchdog group in Washington, D.C. called the Campaign for Accountability had first raised concerns about Speaker Moore's interactions with DEQ over the cleanup issues at that site. And when they got their first batch of emails, they looked at them, and they thought that there was more that hadn't been released. So they did a follow-up request. And then at the end of November, they got another bunch of emails. And we've been in contact with them, and they let us know about this. And so we requested the emails from DEQ. So we reviewed them ourselves, okay? And they showed, here's Mitch Gillespie, reaching out to the legislative liaison and asking, hey, what's the status here on this chicken plant site and these underground tanks? And then further emails indicated that at that point, they were seeking to get into this underground tank storage fund, which helps pay for these cleanups. And that appeared to be an important point in terms of moving this plant towards a sale, so that the new owner could then get themselves into another program that is a cost-saving program. Right. It's called the Brownfields Program, where you clean up the site, and to a limited extent, right, you make it safe for people to be there. But as a result, you can get a property tax break, and you also get limited liability if any further environmental issues surface. So it was a pretty key juncture right there.
Well, so let's take one step back. Now, we're talking about, this is back in 2016, mm-hmm, right? And then this is, so this would be, in fact, we were Diener at the time, or was it still Diener?
It was the name DEQ, changed. Yeah.
Still DEQ, but it's under the McCrory administration.
Yes.
Just to set this in time. Mm-hmm. And so we'll set it up. It's a chicken processing plant that is co-owned by Tim Moore, mm-hmm, Speaker of the House, the North Carolina House. And they'd like to sell this, and they've got these tanks that are now questionable, and they've got some environmental questions around them. As long as that's in the way, you can't sell it. So now we read this exchange of emails between a staffer on his staff, mm-hmm, and the Department of Environmental Quality. Hey, what's the status of that?
Yeah, and what's really interesting about the guy involved here, Mitch Gillespie, is number one, he was a longtime lawmaker. Been a lawmaker, I think, for 15 years from the mountains. And before he joined Speaker Moore's staff, he was an assistant DEQ secretary. So these DEQ staffers are basically hearing from their former boss, who is now a top aide to the speaker, who, as you know, has a huge role in controlling the purse strings of DEQ. And the fact that he's a former lawmaker would also suggest that he would have a pretty good idea of, what the ethics are in terms of what lawmakers should be doing and what their staff should be doing. So that's the other interesting thing about all of
this. Now, what are the ethics and what does the law say about that? Was there anything unethical or illegal about just sending an email saying, hey, what's up with those tanks?
Well, you're moving into an area that the North Carolina Constitution actually talks about. It's called, the public purpose of public employees and public resources, which is basically to serve the public, not to serve the private interests of of an official or even an employee. And that's where we're wondering whether we're running into that area. And we'll see whether or not the ethics board picks this up again. and looks at these interactions to determine whether or not, you know, we've kind of crossed into, you know, an ethical problem, either for Mr. Gillespie, who is, as I understand it now, has retired, or perhaps Speaker Moore. But obviously, you know, Speaker Moore has said, I didn't know he was doing this. You know,
but he did it. So we'll talk about, first of all, we've talked about the fact that he made the contact and he got a pretty quick response. Tell us about the response that he got.
Yes. That day, several emails were exchanged among several DEQ employees, basically explaining, you know, where they were in the process, a little bit of the history. And I think one of the more significant ones was a hydrogeologist who said, "Oh, I have that. I pulled that out of the queue this week, and I'm gonna prove it." You know, basically saying, you know, you're good to go, and you know, in a matter of hours, I believe, from looking at the email string. So things moved pretty quickly.
So this DEQ approval is critical, right? We've established that. It's going to be pretty hard to sell this if you don't have approval, given the fact that this is a tank and it's got some questions around it. Within hours of getting this email from a key staffer of Moore, it's approved. And beyond that, talk about then the state aid that comes to this, that comes along with this, or in this case, came along with it.
Yes, there's a program called the Underground Tank Storage Fund, and basically, the goal here is, you know, and I think this does fit the Speaker Moore's this closed plant. You know, they bought a plant that had been shut down, had these tanks on them for some time. And you have these situations where you might have a subsequent owner who was not involved in putting the tanks in or involved in them leaking, but now has to clean them up and may not have been aware that, like, well, here was this issue sitting there. And so this is a fund to try to help, you know, those businesses, those people, try to cover the costs and ultimately to help, you know, create a safe environment.
Yeah. So this is where state funding, you know, plays a role, public policy about spending state dollars in order to mm-hmm. improve economic development. Brownfield's roughly the same theory. It's like once we find this contaminated land, we don't want it all to go off the rolls. Is there some way we can expedite it? So all of these government programs that come with state aid, that's part of that. We got some pretty quick results here. So what's the next step? Where are we now in all of this? And what has Tim Moore said about it, first of all?
Well, Speaker Moore said yesterday that he did not know whether Mitch Gillespie had contacted DEQ or not. We have not been able to reach Mr. Gillespie. We made pretty serious efforts at reaching actually both of them for our story. So it looks like the next step would be for the ethics board to, you know, go back and take a look at, you know, this piece of it as well and see whether or not, you know, there is an issue with the fact that, you know, Mitch Gillespie had gotten involved. And, you know, one of the things that's interesting about all this is the fact that, you know, the board had interviewed, you know, several DEQ staff regarding this prior complaint from March, which is more based on the fact that, you know, at one point DEQ wanted to fine, you know, Speaker Moore's business over these tanks, and then the fine was waived, and there was a concern that well maybe that happened because, you know, it's because it's the speaker, and the board determined no, that's not the case. You know, it was really more kind of a lack of a communication here in terms of who was doing what. Well, apparently it looks like during those interviews of those people, you know, did anybody mention, oh, hey, you know, Mitch Gillespie was inquiring about this too? And
well, yeah, this is important because Speaker Moore produced a letter from the ethics board, because the ethics board doesn't tell you if it's who it's investigating. They try to keep that private during the investigation. And so we don't know. We didn't know that there was an investigation going on. He produces a letter, says there was, and I was cleared. So if he was cleared, the question is, well, did you see those emails? And if you didn't see those emails, why didn't that come up in the investigation? Why didn't the people at DEQ tell you that this exchange had happened?
Yeah, that's a very good question.
So, and that's part of it. We really don't know. They may have seen those. Again, we weren't privy to the entire investigation.
No, these investigations are not open. We were aware that the complaint was made and that there had been some investigation because Campaign for Accountability had shared a partial decision from May in which they said that the state money that was also tied into The sale of the plant, because, you know, Mountaire, the purchaser, got some, well, I should say the town of Siler City got some incentives to help, you know, bring Mountaire in. And then there was a prior entity that wanted to buy the site before Mountaire came along. And there were some state grants that were put forward for that. And they determined back in May that, well, they didn't see anything kind of, you know, hanky-panky about that. Mm. Okay, so we were aware that they were looking into it. And in that same letter, they also said that they were still looking at the environmental, the communications over the environmental issues.
So where does it go from here?
Well, like I said, you know, we'll see whether the state board decides to go back and look at this with regard to Mitch Gillespie's role in all this, and whether that at all, you know, kind of changes their view about what happened here.
Dan Kane is an investigative reporter for the News and Observer. You can find links to his reporting at our website, stateofthings.org. As always, Dan, thanks for the update.
Well, thanks again.
Just ahead, the 1960s brought big shifts in the country politically, culturally. A new book captures the politics and culture of those changes, and we'll talk about it on the State of Things from North Carolina Public Radio, a broadcast service of the University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill. Please stay with us.